You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm Dudley Saunders, and when I'm not bailing out the international banking system, I'm listening to Electrical Language.
Saturday afternoon. Yes, it's Saturday the 18th of October 2008. I'm Garble Covex and you are listening to Electrical Language number 144. Yes, a gross podcast.
Thank you. The night. back by your hair. I spit in your mouth, put little slaps on your cheek. In about a week I might let you out. Oh baby, baby, are you my sweet baby? Oh baby, baby, you are my sweet baby. Thumb sunk into your throat and your face is bloated, your neck is bruised, 3 days beat, nipples sealed, the sweet, sweet smell of burn.
Okay, well, I hope you were really listening carefully there, because the words to that last song were really quite dark and disturbing, I thought, and a total contrast with the melodic music and the rather beautiful singing there, I thought, on that song. Anyway, that was Dudley Saunders, and the song was called Love Song for Jeffrey Dahmer, which probably gives something away. Now, I first heard that song actually quite a long time ago and didn't really listen too carefully, and then I was driving home a few weeks ago and heard the Grumbler play it on Music and Mumblings, and he said pretty much the same thing as I'm about to say, that, you know, when you hear the words, you think, you know, you kind of sit up. And so it was hearing the Grumbler say that that made me pay attention to the words. Now, Dudley Saunders, he is from, where's he from? I'm sure he's from New York or Brooklyn. No, he's not. He's from that part of New York called West Hollywood in California. And he began his music career first as a critically acclaimed transgressive performance artist, whatever a transgressive performance artist is, sorry Dudley, only to find the experimental folk music that he wrote for his pieces took over his career. The songs, and here I'm reading from the publicity material, but I think it's actually worth reading it. The songs have been described by critics as surreal modern folk tales, and they often operate more in a sort of scene painting mode in the style of someone like Leonard Cohen or Tom Waits, and they tell disturbing tales of bohemian life, darkly detailed, sometimes hallucinatory. And Dudley has promised me a copy of his album, and I'm just trying to find what the album is called, and I can't see it easily, so sorry about that. We've exchanged emails about that. It's called The Emergency Lane. There it is. I think I found it. We've been exchanging emails, and he seems to have some difficulty with the people who are supposed to be delivering a copy of his album to me. But Dudley, I look forward to it. And as you can tell from his introduction to today's podcast right at the beginning, he's fairly busy right now sorting out the international banking system. I'll come back later on with another song by Dudley Saunders. First up today, Michael E, the instrumental. Well, Michael E is the artist. He's from Sheffield in the UK. I can't tell you very much. He fell in love with music at a very early age, had piano lessons from early childhood, and has always felt very passionate about music and about making music. One thing I like about his MySpace page is he's got lots of photographs of doors. There's a slideshow of photographs of doors, which I would guess are in a Mediterranean country, possibly southern Spain, or maybe Italy, or maybe North Africa. I've probably got that completely wrong. And he's got several albums of his music available. I've had that for a little while. I think I've played something by Michael E as Soundbed Music in the past. Check out Michael E at myspace.com/Michael195355, or look at the links on the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. The song I played, I don't think I've mentioned the title, was called Kiss. Now, the second song in that sequence of three was from Morphée, a band, I guess they're from France, although they've put something on their MySpace page that suggests, well, the planet Mars, amongst other places. The song was called The Lion. Morphée have, there are three of them. There's Delia on vocals and Seb and Juan on other things. And they've got an album out called Dreamcatcher, and I'm trying to see if I can obtain a copy of that album because I quite like a couple of the other songs. Now, Pete Kogel from the PC podcast forwarded that song, The Lion, to me, and I see to my shame that that was on the 24th of May this year, and it sort of went into my playlist and got buried there. Sorry, guys. But really, really good. Now, their website is called lereveildemorphée.com, which I think means, or is intended to sound like, waking from Morpheus. So, possibly waking for sleep. Possibly I'm just blathering on here. And anyway, I'm not going to spell it for you. Once again, you will find that at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. Right, back to Dudley Saunders. I forgot to mention his website, which is an easy one, www.dudleysaunders.com. Yes, another dark and disturbing song, this one. Again, melodic, but perhaps not as obviously so as Love Song for Jeffrey Dahmer. Anyway, this is The Winding Sheet.
Wound so tight, you could bounce a nickel off the dirty light, the missing cough, and I ain't had much to eat, and the bed is made with winding sheet. My dear, I feel we'll freeze. The mine is so dark, your tunnel too deep, to coal from the ark.
Diggeten tree. And I ain't had much to eat. And the bed is made with a winding sheet. We'll leave. But then, my dear, I fear. Coal off the tracks rattles my pain. Bones from his back melting like hay. The mine will soon close, its blackness seeped out, blackening the snow, blackening our mouths. And we ain't had much to eat, and the bed is made with a winding sheet. We'll leave, but then, my dear, I fear we will free.
And I've just been looking at Dudley Saunders' MySpace page, and we are supposed to think, it tells us, think Jeff Buckley meets Joni Mitchell. Well, you've heard two of his songs there. You decide what you think. If you want to look at the MySpace page, it's myspace.com/Dudley Saunders. Talking of MySpace, I'm finding it's become more and more of a blunt instrument, very hard to use. I no longer seem to be able either to play artists' songs using the MySpace player or to download. They seem to have lost the download facility. Maybe they're about to start charging us for downloads, but in terms of distributing music and getting bands heard, perhaps they're trying to be just a bit too clever and not what it was. Do you remember 2, 3, 4 years ago when people were talking about the Arctic Monkeys, Gnarls Barkley, various others as people who got their message out through MySpace, and that's where they picked up the momentum? I suppose it still happens, but I don't know. It's no longer as easy to use. I know I'm not the only person saying that, but you know, if you sent me a friend request and are wondering why I haven't responded, it's probably because whenever I've tried to listen to your music, I can't. And I don't just accept friend requests because I'm flattered that you've asked me. I want to know if I like your music, and it always helps if you send me a little bit of a message. By the way, if you're an artist listening to this and thinking that you'd like to get your music played on Electrical Language, on every post towards the bottom there's a link you can click to another post which gives you instructions, email addresses and other means of getting the music to me. Please put the the name of the artist or band and the name of the song in the ID3 tags. There's a very good song I'm listening to that I'm trying to track down. All I know, it's called Track 07. It's the band name isn't mentioned, and it's from new album, so I'm trying to work out where another I might have got that song from, because it's a really good song and I don't feel brave enough just to play it and say here's a good song I don't know who it's by. Now here's a song I do know who it's by. It is by a band called School of Seven Bells, alternative pop band from Brooklyn, New York. So here's a band that definitely is from Brooklyn, New York. Benjamin Curtis with sisters Alejandra and Claudia De Heza. And you can find them at schoolofsevenbells.com. And again, the link will be up at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. No, I'm not going to read from their publicity material because it doesn't really tell us very much, although the School of Seven Bells The name apparently comes from a mythical South American pickpocket academy that may or may not have existed in the 1980s. Anyway, this is School of Seven Bells from their album Alpinisms, and the song Excellence is called Half Asleep.
madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
Closing in, I'm thinking this box
After a little sweeper, that's the technical term for these things apparently, for Made in the UK, which I do hope you enjoyed last week, by the way, when I put out a Made in the UK in my feed. But anyway, after that sweeper, you heard My Escape by the Transporters. The Transporters were recommended to me by none other than Melinda from Sopron in Hungary, who is a regular friend of the podcast and very good at looking out new music for me. So thank you so much, Melinda. Which reminds me that another listener, I think it's Scott from other side of the Atlantic, has sent me an email, which I really need to look out, because he recommended someone to me a while back and I haven't bothered looking them out, which is very, very remiss of me. So sorry about that, Scott. I will find your email and look out your recommendation and maybe bring that to the podcast soon. Anyway, the song there you've just heard was My Escape by the Transporters. The Transporters are from Wales, that's in the UK. They're Grace on vocals, guitar and co-writing, Gus on percussion, Jules on bass and Steve on production and co-writing. Formed after Grace B played a music ad in a guitar shop in Newport, which was answered by intrigued songwriter and producer Steve T. Songs came thick and fast. Mutual respect was soon established, and indeed they seem to have earned the respect of Melinda. I really enjoy this music. Lovely sound, and it certainly fits in with there's a big strand of music that I play on Electrical Language that this fits into, and what's more, it is made in the UK, so I think something by the Transporters will be finding their way across to that podcast very soon. Now, this is turning out to be quite a long podcast, which will not please a listener called Livewire, because yesterday I saw a listener comment on Electrical Language number 143. That was the Made in the UK show one. And Livewire said something on the lines of, really enjoyed the podcast, but it's a shame it's not a little bit shorter. Well, you see, nobody tells me. I know I get the downloads, and I know people seem to keep coming back, and I get the odd comment like, good podcast, but no one says it's too long, it's too short, it's whatever. So I have to go with what I feel like doing and what I like, which is why sometimes these podcasts get perhaps a little bit self-indulgent, I think. From my own point of view, the ideal length of a podcast is 30 to 40 minutes, because I have about a 40-minute drive to and from work. And so it's nice if I can listen to the whole of a podcast within that. There are definitely three podcasts on my regular subscription that are usually between 50 minutes and 1 hour. And so I have to kind of hold the thing, either, listening to part of it on the way to work and catching the rest on the way home, or else I listen to the second part of it the following day on the drive into work. For me, 30 to 40 minutes is good. Other people I know, I remember hearing someone say, well, a podcast needed to be no more than 30 minutes. And you'll know, if you're a regular listener, that for a long time, my podcasts were exactly 30 minutes to the seconds, although I did find that a bit too much of a constraint. Anyway, you can't please everybody. Livewire, thank you very much for your comment. If anyone else has something to add to the discussion, well, please let me know. You can email me at electriclingo@gmail.com, or you can comment via the show notes page at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. But if you don't get in touch with me, you'll have no influence, and I have to assume that you like what I'm doing, whatever it is I'm doing. So there. Anyway, back to the Transporters. Final song on Electrical Language, number 144. This one I really like. It's called Close Your Eyes. So that's at the end of Electrical Language number 144, a gross of podcasts under my belt. Now, I need to thank all the artists who've let me play their music for you this week. In today's podcast, you've heard from Michael E., from Morphe, from Dudley Saunders, from the School of Seven Bells, and from the Transporters. So many thanks to them. Thanks, as always, to you for downloading and listening. I'm Gomor Kovacs. As I said, thank you. Goodbye.